Welcome back to the Best of Drive with Joel and Fletcher. And now we know it was a dominant victory to the Blues while you're listening to this. However, it was all the build-up. Before it, we had Craig Fitzgibbon. How would the Blues go? Big Ciro, Anthony Minicello, a legend in the Blues jumper. And then after it, we enjoyed the spoils with the great Matty Johns and Rod Wishart.
All right, now joining us very exclusively, and they've got to get out to train, assistant coach Craig Fitzgibbon. Fitzy, welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch.
Thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, going good. So, how's the mood? Tell us. Tell us exactly how the boys are going at this present time.
Yeah, really good, Fletch. We've had a good week. Boys are trained well. The standard behaviour you'd expect for players at this level, I guess. And the most pleasing thing is, like, we haven't let the venue or change of plans rattle anyone or rattle anything. It's been pretty smooth sailing, to be honest. And obviously about to finalise training with the captain's run the Savo, but mate, she's all been pretty smooth sailing, to be honest. And your boys have been pretty clear with their intentions and how they want to play, so no complaints.
So Fitzy, out of the debutants, and they're obviously earned their position, who's impressed you most?
Oh, Brian Tor, obviously he's come from nowhere. Like, you know, obviously the last couple of years you're watching him when you play against him thinking he's very hard to tackle, but he's just taken it up to a new level. And he's just scattering defensive ones at the moment, and if we can start our sets off with him taking his nose through and playing the ball fast for us, he'll be really handy. And obviously Lula's you know, he's forced his way into the team with Penrith's form, and you know, he's got nothing, you know, he's so confident. He's got, you know, a very unpredictable game, and it's, you know, those players that are unpredictable, you can sort of, they're very hard to track and know what they're going to come up with, of course. So I'm excited to watch him play.
Fitzy, what is your role when the game is actually on? I see you up in the box with Robbo and the Chooks are playing, and I see you looking down at your, I imagine, a computer. What is actually your role as an
computer
assistant?
Game?
Is, well, I don't know. I don't know what Fitzy's doing. Could be doing anything. Could be playing Yuka,
no,
online Yuka.
No,
what is your role? What's your role when the game is on?
Honestly, we haven't interchange plan, and I'm obviously just scouring and watching the players individually and whether we call time on that or not. I'm just making recommendations of what I'm seeing throughout the game to Robbo when we're in the Roosters box. And you know, I might make a call out of two middles, might be at the end of their stints, and I've just got to decide which one comes off. And like I said, offer and just keep offering technical feedback to small parts of the game so Robbo can relay those messages down. And with the Blues, it's Freddie sometimes sits on the sideline. So same thing, just an interchange plan, but that can obviously got to be fluid there. That can change from time to time and go into the plan, but sort of doesn't usually end up sticking to that. But and then just offer small bits of advice for the fullback possibly on, you know, what's their kicking plan, where are they kicking to, are they kicking early, things like that, or, you know, the fullback to where to put himself in an offensive line, just small little cues that you can notice from the box.
Speaking about good luck charms, is this fellow the good luck charm to the Blues up there in Townsville? I'm pleased to say he's on the line, the great Ciro. Hey Ciro.
Good afternoon, boys. I wish I had as half as much as you two.
Oh, I mean, please.
Let me say that from the outset. Well, just a battler. Battler from Ryde.
Oh, you are not a battler from Ryde. I'll tell you what, though. You look good, Ciro. I saw you down there. Thank you very much for that spray jacket. I'm much appreciated.
You look good in it too, mate.
I was saying you look actually... Have you lost a bit of weight, Ciro?
I don't know about that, mate. I'm just shriveling away. As you get older, Fletch, you tend to shrink a little bit, so I might be doing that, mate. So...
No, you look
good.
It's
not a good sign, but
you still look buffed.
Going all right, mate.
Yeah, good.
Going
all right.
What's the latest, Ciro? Has it been a faultless preparation, would you say?
Well, it's a beautiful 26 degrees here right now. I'm sitting by the pool, preparing to go out to the ground in about half an hour's time, mate. So it's mate, wonderful conditions. I mean, I guess the upside of not playing in Melbourne was we come up here and the weather's beautiful. You walk around in shorts and a T-shirt, not six layers of clothing, and it's a fast, dry track. And yeah, but mate, everything's been good, really good. You know, sometimes you're a bit concerned when everything's been that smooth, but no, really good, faultless preparation, mate. The boys are all switched on and had a little team walk and gathering this morning, and mate, they're all having a little lay down right now as we speak. But come sort of 5:30, they'll be in the team room and preparing to get on the bus and head out to Queensland Bank Stadium. So
now,
all good.
Now, Ciro, the rugby league players these days are quite different to rugby league players in your day. What's some of the things that you've noticed that is strange, or not strange, but just wouldn't have happened when you were playing?
Well, I could say our day, Brian, but it's funny. We were sitting there at lunch, and I was sitting with Travis Turmer and Brandy and a couple of other blokes, and that was at midday. And even then, there was five or six of them coming in, starting to stretch. They are meticulous, mate. Their preparation, what they do game day is, guys getting massages and treatment, and blokes starting to stretch with stretch bands and all those, the hyper ice guns and all that sort of stuff that massage you. And so just all that sort of thing, mate. I think they're just so much more professional now, mate, than we used to be. And, they learn good habits, and they get taught good habits coming through. And, they are the best of the best, these blokes. So you'd like to think that they do everything, with meticulous preparation. But when the chance comes, mate, they do enjoy to have the occasional beer, but it's certainly not like, I think the great Brett Fringe said that it was 4 days of drinking, then you're worried about playing Origin after that, mate. So it was a bit like that, in the 90s.
Sorry, Sarah, what about the dancing without actually, Brian To'o and Jerome Luai, they get out and sing and cut a rug without even having a beer.
Oh, yeah, what's going on there? Yeah, they're pretty... pretty confident kids, I guess, but that's what they've always done. Even Brian, I was at reception getting some towels organised, and he was dancing at the counter by himself. So you think, boy, I don't know what he's on, but I'd like a little bit of it. But
Sarah, before you go, so what is your role tonight? So what is it? It's 3:45. What is your job as part of the coaching staff there at New South Wales?
Well, we're more the great
support.
You will recall our wonderful conversation last year with Stixie and I were travelling back. We had a nice nag in the afternoon, but we're operation and logistics, mate. So we just make sure that when the players arrive, everything's ticked off. So gear ready to go, supplements, the shed set up, all the equipment's ready to go, radios are charged so the staff can put on the headphones and that sort of stuff and head where they have to, mate. So it's all those things, mate. We just make sure everything runs as smoothly as possible. And if there's a hiccup somewhere along the line, we'll blame Stixie.
Yes. Who's the most needy, Ciro? Which player? Who's the diva?
Oh, mate, I shouldn't really say, but there's one bloke who dead set forgets everything.
Yeah.
He forgets everything. Oh, and he needs a bit of looking after. But I'm not going to say too much. But
is he a back or a forward?
He's a back.
Yeah,
Fox. And he's a rooster. So I
love a rooster.
He'll probably work it out from there. Yeah, he can probably work it out.
Not the captain,
mate.
No. I wouldn't say that. Yeah. Well, he does from time to time. He'll need some extra attention. He's that. Yeah, he just needs that sort of stuff.
Because he's so in thinking about the game, that's why.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's right. He's so focused on his role and what he needs to do to lead the boys that he'll forget the occasional thing.
You're just saying that because he left the Tigers, I reckon.
Yeah. Anthony Minicello's on the line. G'day, Minnie.
G'day, boy.
Hey, Mincat.
Oh, Minchy. Boys, all on. What's happening, Fletch?
Yeah, the Minza. How are you, brother?
I'm good.
Now, Minnie, did I see you driving up Old South Head Road today in a green vehicle early in the morning?
You would have been, yes.
Yeah, where were you heading? Yep. You were nicely dressed. You were heading north.
Olive Green. What time was it? Early in the morning. I dropped
about 8:30.
My daughter off at school. Yeah,
8:30. Well, yep. 15 years ago, you would have been coming home from somewhere, not going now.
Green car?
Green car.
A green.
It's green, isn't it?
Yeah, you got the olive green Lexus, boys.
Yeah. I like the olive green. I prefer the
I like the olive green Corolla. It's beautiful. Rewind the clock back to 2003, game one. You debut, you scored two tries. I think Fletch might have been in that team. He's won the series that year, but you were superb in your first series. What sort of advice would you give some of these youngsters debuting their first game, considering... looking at your career, you hit the ground absolutely running in Origin and didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I actually started that game pretty nervous, Finchy. I had two drop balls backwards, actually. I had a couple of high balls they tested in the early. But then I sort of warmed into the game. I remember leading into that game, that was the opening of Suncorp Stadium. I think it was my first ever Origin game. So yeah. I was pretty nervous going into it. I think Ty, you can tell he's pretty relaxed character. So, you know, just, you know, obviously they've done their preparation. It's all in the bank now. So I just trust him, their prep, and just do his job. And I'm sure he's going to do it. He's been a powerhouse for Penrith this season. He's been unbelievable. So I can't wait to watch him play. Yeah, I warmed in the game. I just hung around Joey Johns, mate, and he threw me two balls to get over for tries. And after that, the nerves just sailed away, and I sort of got into the game and just loved the speed of the game. You know, I wasn't a guy, so I loved the fatigue when the forwards get fatigued. Yeah. I love getting around the ruck and hanging around Joey and those guys and just planning, you know, tackle three, tackle four when those guys are fatigued. So, mate, yeah, my first game, that's the one I remember the most because I remember coming off that field and I was buggered for sure. Yeah. It was one of the fastest games I've ever played, but you'll definitely remember your first Origin, yeah, that's for sure.
You must have been it must have been great hanging around Joey getting try assists off him because you weren't getting any from your half pack at club level.
Hey, Turtle, come on, mate. Our combo was great, mate.
But our combo was great off the field. We're unstoppable on the field. I wasn't doing much for you.
Just looking at the back five, Binny. So you've got Teddy, the Fox, To'o in the centres, Turbo and Latrell, and you've played in some great back lines. Have we, as a state, ever presented a better back five than this five, do you think?
I think the back five is where we can dominate Queensland, to be honest. I think To'o's running game, at Adokar's speed, you know, Mitchell has a good game. If he's on, then, you know, he's a freak. Tommy Turbo, we know what he can produce, and so is Teddy. That those two have been the most consistent players over the last couple of years, so I think from 1 to 17, or even the back five, which you just mentioned, if they play their best game tonight, I think we win. I think we can win by two or three tries.
Hello, Matthew.
Spud and Joel, how are you, boys?
Good, mate.
Well, we have to be good. We're outstanding. We'll get better because it was a massive win. Did you see that coming at all, Matty?
No, I did not. Not to that extent, Joel. I mean, we spoke about it last week. There was, I mean, in theory, there was a lot of points in this football side, and if they fulfilled their potential, they were going to rattle up a number of points, but 50 to 6, no way. You know, Queensland usually, even when things are going all our way, usually something happens with Queensland where they stem the tide and start to counterpunch. And we saw a glimpse of that when they scored to make it 20 to 6, and they had a 5 or 6 minute period where they looked like they were going to counterpunch on us, but then I think it must have been an error that really burst their balloon, and from there we just ran through them. It was, you know, all the things we spoke about come to fruition. Firstly, the fact that, you know, the move to Townsville was a godsend for us. People screaming blue murder a disadvantage to us because, you know, the home ground advantage and the exertion of pressure on the referees. But the bottom line is it was fast and it was hard and it was dry, which allowed us to play our natural game, push the ball around the park, get the ball to Latrell and Tom nice and early, play around them early, then play through them later in the game.
This time last week, Matty, we had the discussion, well, I'll pose the question, is this the best back five that we've ever presented for New South Wales? That very first set, there's two carries from Teddy, there's two carries from Turbo, the Latrell influence, you know, Fox and To'o. I tell you what, it's got to be right up there, doesn't it, Matty?
Absolutely. I can't think, put it this way, I was trying to rack my brain last night. In New South Wales origin history, I mean, I don't want to go back so much to the time, you know, pre-origin, because, you know, because there was the Steve Rogers at his peak and things like that. But State of Origin era, we have never had a more lethal centre partnership than Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic. Mm. And what I loved last night, there's an old principle of attack, and we used to get taught it at Newcastle. It's called shot. And what that is if you push the ball to an edge of the field and the centre penetrates at one edge, then what you need to do immediately is get the ball as quick as you can, no fuss, to the other centre and the other edge. You know, because when that centre penetrates, what it does, they attract defenders and they shorten the defence line. What we see in this structured era is teams resetting the middle of the field and then trying to set up one of their structured pieces, where the natural style of Cleary and Luai is shot. And there were a couple of times last night, which was a sequence that eventually led to our first try. Latrell penetrates up the left edge, attracts defenders, dents the line back, shortens the defence line, and it goes long past Luai, long past Cleary. Nathan looks for a long pass to Tom, shows and goes through, and then we get him on the next play. And there was a beauty later on where it was the fifth try of the game and Latrell scored. Second half, the boys sort of, the ball gets advanced sideways to Foxy. He sort of dodges around, attracts defenders, makes a little bit of space and room and yardage. Straight away, it goes Cleary, long pass Luai, long pass out to Teddy, who picks up Latrell back on the inside, and they score. And that's an old principle of football. We saw it had nothing to do with blocks. It had nothing to do with structure. It was all based on principles and how they wanted to play. And as I said before, we had the theory down pat of how we wanted to play, but the conditions and the fact we won the yardage battle allowed us to play that way.
We are speaking with the great Rod Wishart between, well, basically the decade of the 90s. Mm. Rod, you basically didn't miss a state of origin. It was your, if there was a Blues jumper ready to give out with a number two or five, you were basically getting it throughout the 90s. What are your memories of origin?
Oh, wow. I was really lucky to start with to play, I guess, all the way through the 90s. My first origin was in 1990, and I played, I guess, every year through to 98. So I wasn't involved in every game, but I was involved in every series. We got, we won six series, we lost three. So I was really lucky to be part of an origin, I guess, when it was, I mean, everything changes and everything, but the origin during the 90s was unbelievable. And I mean, it still was too. And last night's game was fantastic. But I got so many great memories. Coached by some fantastic coaches, played with some fantastic players, and you hear it a lot these days that Origin is the pinnacle of rugby league, and it's just so fortunate to be part of it for that period of time.
I'll go through this, Rod. When you think about it like this, the game's been around for the best part of 113 years, and there's been about 10,000 players to play at least one first grade game. So that's not a lot of people over 113 years. Now, if I go through State of Origin, these are the only players who have played more than Rod Wishart. And I can tell you that Danny Badiris sits behind Rod Wishart. That is the stature of this man. And we know where Danny Badiris sits in the pecking order. Brad Fittler, number one. Andrew Eddinghausen, number two. Paul Gallen, number three. Laurie Daly, number four. Andrew Johns, number five. Jared Hayne, number six. Rod Wishart, the seventh most capped Blue of all time. How does it make you feel when you hear it like that, Rod Wishart?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I think just the fact that Origin is a different level, and I think I sort of had the ability to, and you didn't have to be a flashy player to be Origin. And all you had to do was do your job and mix it up when you had to, and your hand has always got to be up there when the hard work needs to be done. My style of play, I guess, as a winger was to I guess help the forwards out as well, and just be there when I needed to be. And I think I don't think I let down the Blues jumper too many times, and I think the selectors have always showed loyalty when it came to that situation. And it's just and I look back and I sometimes I've got to pinch myself when you say stuff like that, to say I played 22 Origin games. But it's a bit of a feat. Now I actually, you know, I was so nervous yesterday afternoon knowing that New South Wales were playing, and it's in your blood, I suppose. And I'm glad we really put our best foot forward. And I had no idea that the scoreline would have turned out like that. But geez, I watch Tohu play. Yeah. And he sort of reminds me of the way I played as well, to a certain extent. He's a little bit bigger and he takes some carries, and that's all you've really got to do in Origin, is put your hand up and the results will come.
You take my question away. I was going to ask you about him. As the next player, you always look and see how the wingers going, or the front rowers going, or the second row, whatever position you play. But I think Brian Tohu was an absolutely incredible athlete. He's go forward, as you said, Wishy, like yourself, used to get in there and help the forwards. He's certainly unique. He's a unique player for his size. Runs hard, yeah, and doesn't stop.
That's funny. When Trent Barrett was involved with the Penrith side, it was a couple of years ago, I was talking to him. I said, mate, your wing is a gut. And I said, mate, for a little bloke, he goes hard. He says, what do you mean he's little? I said, oh, well, to me, it didn't look seem that big. Mm. But he said, mate, he's about 100 kilos. Mm. And mate, he uses it. His work ethic is unbelievable. Normally, when I, you know, give advice to any potential wingers, I just say, look, get involved in the game. When you think you're being involved, just double it. But Brian Toho didn't need to be told that. He had the ball in his hand, took some good carries, and took the workload off the forwards, and he was just a handful. It was really good to watch.